So, in dealing with a child with autism, what have you seen that works as far as like preventing a behavior from happening? And then once they get into a behavior or an agitated state, what have you found that works and doesn't work?
So the best thing that I've found to keep the behaviors from happening in the first place is to stay to the predetermined schedule. And I found that if everything stays on schedule, then nothing gets messed up. And if nothing gets messed up, then there's less to be agitated about overall. If that doesn't work, and sometimes it doesn't, then you have to sort of redirect. So you have to figure out what is needed to why. Is the
Lots of
kid
fear.
upset about it? What is going on to try to figure out why the schedule was, why you deviated from the schedule and what about that caused it? And so there might be something in the background going on, and that's the reason that the kid's upset.
So contributing factors would be environmental elements, like the
Yeah.
external outside of the situation, and then just the deviating from the schedule period, and
And
then.
then if the kid doesn't feel good, if a student doesn't or a kid doesn't feel good, they might not feel like sticking to the schedule because they don't feel good. So then from there, the schedule's messed up. And so from there, then it has sort of a chain reaction.
Okay, so once, let's say that we're in this chain reaction, what are you doing to manage those symptoms or behaviors that are showing as far as the struggle with transition and that kind of thing?
So, if there's a struggle transition, you don't want to deviate from the schedule again because it might work that day, but then it might mess it up for future days. So, you have to figure out a way to bend it a little bit or find a way to make sure that the schedule stays in place, but maybe you find out what's going on, why the kid doesn't want to follow the schedule in the first place, to see if you can figure out that out. And then from there, work to figure out a way to get through the schedule together so that not everything is all jumbled up.
Okay, and so, like, as this would apply to outside of school, having verbal prompts put in place, we are going to go to the grocery store, but if they are out of X, then we are going to go to a different grocery store to see if they have it, type thing. Do you think that, like, preemptive prompting works well, or?
Yeah, if you tell the kid in advance, if they don't have your favorite snack or whatever, we'll go find it. Then in advance that if you show up to the grocery store and go into that aisle and the snack is not there, you've already told, oh, it's okay, we'll go to a different grocery store, we'll find it. We're not going to give up just because this one store doesn't have it.
Right, so basically learning the pattern of the triggers
Yeah.
and then treating them beforehand to prevent them from coming up type situation.
Right.
And then redirecting with, what have you found as good redirecting tools? Like, are there any apps that you work with
So
or?
we, in our room at least, the student that would require more redirection has technology restrictions, certain times of day, and that sort of thing. So we don't usually do it apps. We have reward systems in place to earn technology time at the end of the day. And so that's a good way to, if you do this, then
You
you
talking
earn,
about Cameron?
if you do this, then you earn this sort of, then you earn this reward, and that helps you get tech time at the end of the day.
Okay, so working with a reward system helps establish that things can be earned and is a teaching process also, and is also serving the purpose of redirecting at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.